installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000-square-foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
All right, call your friends and neighbors real quickly and tell them to tune in, because we have something coming up here in about a minute after I send you to the dentist. This is, over the years, we've talked about aliens and UFOs and Area 51. There is a story that is out now, and I went online and confirmed. I watched a little bit of this man's video. A guy by the name of Boyd Bushman. 2 months ago in August, on his basically deathbed, did a video talking about Area 51. And that there was, in fact, in, I believe, 1947, a crash out in Nevada, that there were aliens on board and one lived. I know. And he talked to him. Now, this man, you have to understand, I went and watched a little of this video. This man in no way looks like a kook. This man's a scientist. He worked for Lockheed Martin forever and ever and ever. He worked for Howard Hughes back when Howard Hughes was in ABA. He has all the credentials in the world, and he actually, on the video, holds up photographs he has saved all these years of these aliens. And I still am not a believer. I think the guy, my own personal opinion is, on his way out, he thought, hey, the one last thing I'll do is I'll go out laughing and pull this, the biggest joke ever in my life on everybody. But then you have to, again, look at his credentials and where he was, and it's all documented that he worked there. Because of Mr. Bushman's video, there is a colonel who has come forward, who I believe is in his late 80s. We're going to have him on here in a few minutes. He's going to tell us about Area 51. And this is the first time he has spoken to anyone about it. Will be with us. That's about a minute away. Let me... You know what I would do if aliens landed in St. Louis? Take them right to the dentist.
How do you know they have teeth?
That's a good question. Because, you know, in all the drawings I've seen, they have those oval eyes and those goofy oval heads or pear-shaped heads, but I don't remember seeing them smile.
We've never seen a drawing with a big old smile on an alien.
No, with alien teeth. We've never seen that.
Oh, they're always serious.
I rush them under heavy security, put a cloak over them, and hustle them in the back door to Ballast Dental Care and have some x-rays taken immediately. Think what those would be worth to see they have any teeth or what the deal is in the mouths of those aliens. And it would probably help keep them from annihilating us, because they would be so thrilled with the experience at Ballast Dental Care that in alien voices they would go, how can we ever thank you? You know, what a great dentist. If we had teeth, we would go here. And it would prevent chaos. That's what I do. I take them right to Ballast Dental Care. Now, if you're listening and you need to go to the dentist, I can't come and pick you up and in secrecy take you. You don't need any secrecy. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know what you should be ashamed of? Not going and continuing not to go. Okay, now you got something to be embarrassed about and ashamed of, because there's no excuse. I do understand that not everybody has insurance, and I understand that some people can't. I get that. But I'm sure they can work something out with you. They've worked things out with other people. Because there's no happy ending to this not going to the dentist story. There's just not. And for 41 years, I've gone to Ballast Dental Care, and I'm inviting you to call them, tell them your AM and the PM, say, here's why I'm coming. It's a result of the show, and we'd appreciate that. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have your first appointment. You're going to email me, like so many people have done, and say, oh, my goodness, I had no idea that a place like this existed. I will never dread a dental appointment again. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Now, as you know, we don't have a lot of guests on this show. I'm not a big fan of, and neither is Pion or Dan, of, ooh, another book author or another professor or whatever, or some celebrity who you've seen 16 other people interview him over the same thing, the new movie coming out. We don't do that. Making an exception for this guy, and the reason he's stepping forward is because of Mr. Bushman's video that was released a couple of months ago about Area 51. Now, this was done rather hastily, and I have some scribbled notes here, and I hope I didn't mess anything out. Colonel, I have you down as Colonel Don Nottingham. Is that correct?
That's right, Nottingham.
Don Nottingham.
That's correct, yeah, Don Nottingham.
Okay. Now, hang on here.
What?
There's a scratch out on mine. It says Tom, and then it's scratched out and says Don. Colonel, are you Don or are you Tom?
No, I'm Don Nottingham.
Don Nottingham.
Colonel okay. Don Nottingham, yeah.
Colonel, thank you for joining us. I know this wasn't an easy decision for you to make because you've never spoken publicly about this before. Let me start by just saying, let me make sure I have my information correct. You worked at Area 51. You were there in, I believe, June of 1947 when this supposed crash took place of this UFO. You not only saw the crash wreckage, you saw the alien bodies, and you talked with and communicated with this surviving living alien. Is that true?
That's true. I talked to several of them, actually.
Hmm. Now, see, I didn't know that. I thought one survived, and like three were killed in the craft.
Well, one died right away after I spoke, and talked to the one. One lived for quite a while.
Now, were you in the service? Obviously, Colonel. You were in the Air Force.
Yes, I was an Air Force guy.
Were you told all these years? Are you dying, by the way? You have some terminal illness, or why are you
coming? I have a little bit of a lung disorder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm 87 years old.
87.
Yeah.
Were you told along the way all these years never to speak of this?
Well, you know, I of course was told to never speak of it. We called it Dreamland back then.
Dreamland. Was that like an Air Force code name or something?
Yeah, there was two of them. It was Groom Lake or Dreamland, and uh-huh. Area 51 is what everybody else knew it as. Just out by Las Vegas, actually.
Actually, it's about 30 miles northwest and north of Las Vegas. Now, let's get right to what everybody else wants to know and I want to know.
Yeah.
And that is these creatures, these aliens. I'll tell you what Mr. Bushman says in his video. He says they had long fingers, webbed feet, and they said they were from a planet known as Quintumnia. And he also said they were 4 to 5 feet tall. And I saw the picture he held up on the YouTube video. And honest to goodness, it looks just like the sort of caricature we've seen for decades. The light bulb shaped head, the oval eyes, which makes me think, okay, this guy is having fun with us. And isn't it interesting that the photographs, the old black and white photos of these creatures, are very similar to what some cartoonist concocted or caricature artist years and years and years and years ago for sci-fi comic books or whatever. Is that how you would describe them?
I think that's very close. Now, you may think he's having fun with you, but I talked to him.
Oh, you knew Bushman?
I knew Bushman.
Boy, Bushman.
I talked to the aliens. And let me correct you on one thing. 51 is about 80 miles from Vegas. There's an observation point called Peekaboo Peak. It's about 26 or 30 miles from the base itself.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's even further than, you know, what we even think of where Area 51 is.
Now, you, what did they say? Well, I mean, what first words exchanged? My understanding is from Mr. Bushman that one of these creatures walked away from the crash, was able to walk on his own, and that's when the encounter first encountered. Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was right there.
And then who said what first? Did the aliens speak? Bushman says that these aliens, and I'm not making this up, folks. This is an actual news story. You can go and look at yourself, Boyd Bushman YouTube video before he died. He says that when they spoke back to him, they spoke back in his voice. They could duplicate.
Whoa.
Yeah, they could duplicate the voice of the person speaking to them. Was that your experience?
Exactly. He could speak exactly like me. I mean, what I imagine myself. You always think you sound funny, but he sounded just like me. He sounded just like Bushman. It was unbelievable. He's like a rich little guy.
Like the world's greatest impressionist.
Yeah, like an impressionist.
Now, were you afraid of the alien?
I was afraid of them because they were, like you said, they were only, I don't know, in the 4 foot range. Their fingers were
long.
Oh my God, they were like 13 inches long. I didn't know if they could poke you with them and do harm or
what. Dan, show everybody what 1/10 of 13 inches looks like.
There you go.
Right there. Multiply that by 10, you got yourself 13 inches right there. Now, Colonel Nottingham, you married?
I'm not married anymore. I'm a widow.
I'm sorry. Do you have children?
I have two grandchildren, my children have passed away as well.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry.
Two grandchildren live with me, and oddly enough, they're both about 4 feet tall too.
What?
They're about the same. You know, occasionally they remind me of the aliens because they're both the kids are about 4 feet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're children.
Yeah.
But this has stuck with you all these years, so that you look at them and you have flashbacks of seeing these aliens.
I do. I absolutely do. It's weird. I can't get it out of my mind.
Now, you've never spoken to, and not even your grandkids, your wife, nobody except us just now.
That's right. I haven't spoken to anybody else about this and probably never will again.
Colonel Nottingham, you've identified yourself by name. Are you not afraid of some sort of
the government
coming finding you now, going, how dare you? I mean, are you afraid at all? Obviously, you said you're ill. I guess you're not. The clock's ticking. Why now? Why come forward now? Was it because of Bushman?
It's Bushman and because, like you said, I mean, I don't know how long I've really got, and I'm not afraid. My grandkids are taken care of, and they'll never find them, so.
Did they experiment on you at all? Because I've heard, and we all have, sometimes people are taken on board a craft, they're injected, they're probed. Were you probed at all, or injected, or in any way, were you an experiment for this alien?
No, they didn't probe me. I was.
Did you probe the alien?
No, I didn't probe anybody. They wanted me to get the craft, of course, was crashed.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to get inside of it, but I did walk over there with the one that was
Describe what the craft, what you saw inside. There were, I know, bodies of other aliens.
Oh, yeah, there were bodies everywhere, and same thing. Small, diminutive bodies with incredibly long.
Could you tell if they're male or female? Was there a way to tell?
I thought one of them was a female, at least one of them, because of the... they actually had little breasts on them.
Little breasts.
Mm. Yeah.
So their body types were similar. So they traveled in a craft with one female. And how many total aliens would you say were on this craft?
I think there were maybe 13 or 14.
Wow. See, I never heard that before.
No.
I heard like three or four or something like that.
No, there were quite a few. There was bodies and body parts actually everywhere. And it was a real... high-tech-looking inside with, dashboard.
Now, are you able to tell us, are there aliens here now walking around among us? Obviously, if there are, they don't look like, maybe if they have the ability to take on somebody else's voice, they could take on somebody else's appearance.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's out there. I really am. I was so taken aback by being approached and, actually talking to this alien that there's nothing that I doubt could happen now, especially with the people from outer space, for sure.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you were obviously a man in your 20s, I guess, or something like that. Were you doing any drugs? Did you take any drugs?
I was older than that, actually. I'm in my 80s now, and this was...
Did you do drugs? Were you smoking pot? Were you under the influence of anything that might have made
you think this
happened?
God, no, my God, no. I've never smoked any pots.
So you weren't screwed up mentally. You saw what you saw.
I saw what I saw, and I can still remember where I was yesterday.
Well, and you've never even spoken to a psychiatrist or anybody. Not even. No. I had to be tough. When you came home that night, that your wife had to go, Colonel, I don't know if she called you Colonel, honey, what's wrong? You had to look like you'd seen a ghost or something.
She called me Colonel, but
called you Colonel.
Every night, I think of it. Not only that night, but every night since then.
I don't know. Yeah, how do you forget that?
Yeah, how do you get that out of your mind? Now, how long was the surviving alien around before he died?
I think it was somewhere in the 45-minute range, somewhere about like
not,
that.
Not long.
No, and it was hard to tell time because it was so it was such a surreal happening that I totally lost track of time and I thought about this later and I thought 45 minutes maybe, but heck, it could have been 30 minutes and
but he didn't live for weeks or anything or days.
Oh no!
What did they do with their bodies, Colonel?
The one that was alive. Was headed to the craft to try to see if there were any other aliens alive, and was intending to do something with the bodies, but I couldn't get an answer because I asked that very question: What will you do with all the dead aliens? And he didn't call himself an alien.
You don't know if they saved them or did anything like?
Yeah, are they frozen out in Area 51 or something?
You know, I after about 45 minutes, and I had seen all I could stand, and I got on out of there, and I don't know. I went back to the base, and I was in the hospital for, I don't know, several weeks after that.
Why? Just because your mind was screwed up or something?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
What did you tell the hospital people? Because you said you've never mentioned. What did you tell them? Were you having a breakdown? What did you tell the hospital?
They knew kind of my area out there, but I just told them I was depressed and I needed some alone time, and they granted that request, and they understood. I think they understood.
Now, did anybody in the government ever say, Colonel, you saw nothing? You saw nothing. Are we clear? You saw nothing. Did they ever?
Yeah. I've heard that several times. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that you've come forward, Colonel. I'm a skeptic. I'll just tell you. Did they say, one more, I'm curious, did they say why they were looking at us or why they were hovering or what caused them to crash or anything?
My understanding was that they were friendly and just on a discovery mission.
Just a sightseeing.
Exactly. They were just discovering what they, and they, you know, had a malfunction, got too close, and boom, they came down with it.
Well, Colonel, for us to be first, we're honored that you granted the first interview, spoken publicly for the first time with us. I'm sure once we hang up, I'll have Peon Dan. Colonel, this is, we call him Peon, and this is Dan Strauss. Do you have anything for the Colonel? Any other questions?
No, I think that covered it.
It will be the first. It'll be the last interview as well.
So you will not speak of this again?
No, I will not.
Why us, Colonel? I mean, where you're out in Montana or something, I think you said. Why us, KTRS? How did we make this connection? Because I understand from Casey, you called in here.
I did.
How do you know about us?
I had heard through many sources of the reliability of you in particular, Frank. And that you have the ability to tell a story straight and it wouldn't be a situation where I was made fun of the whole time, because I've been made fun of.
Well, you got the true story there.
Now, why were you made fun of? Because you've never talked about this before. Why would somebody make fun of you? Just because you acted funny?
I do. I guess I act unusual.
It's affected you.
It's deeply affected me all my life.
And now, you told me off the air, and I hope you don't mind that I say this, that ever since that day, and again, you were in your early 30s, from that day forward, you've never been able to have an erection, and you don't know what happened there. Is that true?
It's true, and I don't know. I don't know why I hadn't had my children before that, of course, and then the grandkids came from them. But I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
Something
so mentally traumatic, or maybe that craft gave off something that sort of just made you just dysfunction.
I figured. I figured it was something that came from the craft.
One last question. Were they clothed? And if they were, what kind of clothing did they wear?
No clothing. You could see the veins through their skin, very veiny looking, and like fleshy looking thing.
But like onion skin, transparent.
Very, very transparent skin, yes.
Were they small or big?
No, he said that they're like 4 to 5 feet tall.
Small, okay.
Yeah, they were under 5 feet for sure.
So you could see through their skin. Could you see their organs and stuff?
Yeah. Well, no, you couldn't quite see the organs. You could see what appeared to be about...
Colonel, do you have any kind of proof? Do you have pictures? Do you have anything before you pass away?
No, I had no camera or anything with me. I can remember it like it was yesterday every day of my life. So I can see them.
Wow.
You could see it looked like about an inch and a half deep into their skin, and you couldn't see really any organs. They were scattered all over, though, of course, and there were pieces of aliens.
Oh, man. Well, again, I can't thank you enough, Colonel, and I wish you the peace and... I don't know what else to say. I thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Colonel. There you go. Colonel Don Nottingham was there. He says the day of the crash.
Well, I mean,
you guys, any thoughts?
I
still have my doubts.
Very interesting, though.
I think sometimes if something is publicized enough and you read it enough and you hear it enough, I think you actually start to believe it, especially if you were there. You think that's possible?
But to get in the military, you have to go through a lot of mental tests and background. And,
that's true.
I don't know. I'm starting to.
I hate it when the TV news does this, but you heard it here first or exclusively on channel or whatever. But in this case, this is an exclusive. Nobody else had it.
According to him, he's never going
to speak about it again.
Yeah.
I got chills.
And who's this other guy?
Boyd Bushman.
Boyd Bushman.
You can go to YouTube and search in the search bar. Just type in Boyd Bushman last interview. It was done 2 months ago before he passed away. And he's got pictures. I mean, he's got pictures of the aliens, a picture of the spacecraft that he's been saving all these years. And even with that, I still say baloney. I still don't buy it. Because I've said this before. What was that, 70 years ago, 75 years ago? If they're that advanced then, how come to this day we still have to rely on the eyewitness testimony of two drunk fishermen down in Arkansas or something? I mean, why haven't they set the thing down in Clayton or something and taken a look around and said, hey, we come in peace? Does that make sense to me?
Well, the parking in Clayton is hell.
That could be it.
Yeah.
All right, we do a little business. We break. We come back. The great Colin Jeffrey. He probably wouldn't appreciate me calling him the great, but he does a great job on that entertainment stuff. He's going to be with us to talk about entertainment. And I have some great news, a great birthday news. It's the birthday of First Community Credit Union. Did you know that?
No.
No. How old are they?
80 years old.
Wow.
This coming Saturday. They will celebrate the 80th anniversary of First Community Credit Union. They're going to have birthday cake. It'll actually be cupcakes in all their offices this Saturday. And anybody who stops by can enter to win a drawing for a Visa gift card all next week. So the note I had from Laura at First Community said next week. I'm assuming that's the week following Saturday because it doesn't say this week. Point is, Saturday, pop in, have some cupcake, some birthday cupcake, and wish First Community Credit Union a happy 80th birthday. Wow, 80 years. And there was a time, 80 years ago, for example, you listening, you couldn't even do your banking there. You go, hey, that sounds like a neat place. I think I'll... not so fast. You don't work for Monsanto, because that was the requirement. You had to work for Monsanto. Like trying to play golf at a country club where you're not a member. Good news now, 80 years later, I bank there, do all my banking there. I know at least a dozen people that I can tell you. Paul Warner, the host of the Yard Sale, which is sponsored. What's he been a member for 25 years or something? And he's got me beat several times over. It is a great place to bank. They're terrific people. The services are outstanding. The level of service is outstanding. Everything you want and more from anywhere you're going to do your banking is at First Community Credit Union. You can stop in, find out more, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Time to get a look at the roads and see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
I think after 25 years of being with First Community, I'm going to go in and get a cupcake on Saturday.
Wow, you've been a member 25 years?
25 years.
You should have two cupcakes. You should get two cupcakes.
I might do that, and I might see if they have a popsicle left over.
And some popcorn.
I doubt it. The popcorn's year-round. The popsicle's for when it's really, really hot. But you know what? Hey, top 25 years. How about it for Tim Weiland? A member of First Community for 25 years. You and Paul Warner.
Paul Warner was a member for 75 years. Is that not correct?
See, that's not funny. Paul's a friend.
Account number three.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. Account
that
number 000003.
Really?
He won't think it's funny, no. But I think it's funny.
Oh, well. Hey, we've got that crash on southbound 270. It's in the safety V at Tesson Ferry, but traffic is really jamming up. You're slow all the way from Manchester. Southbound 141 at Astra Way, you've got a crash. It's on the right shoulder, but look for a good backup behind that. Now on northbound 94 past Breeze, you have another crash that is blocking the left lane. It looks like westbound 40, we are slowing still from Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're heavy now approaching Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Tomcat. It's fall. The rodent control experts at Tomcat call it rodent season. Be ready with Tomcat's full line of effective rodent baits and traps to fit your household's preferences and needs. Get them today at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm John Hadley, reminding you to listen to Hockey Sense with Jamal Mayers and Andy Strickland during the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, tomorrow evening on the Big 550 KTRS.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
you will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, Sales Manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters, for over 50 years at the same location. You know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
The clown with his pants falling down and the dance.
All right, one of my favorite segments as of late, and it's the entertainment segment with Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Auric and the locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Center. Stop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM. Of course, look at some of the greatest vacuum cleaners made in the world. But a lot of other great products, simple, easy, affordable products like, space heater. I got the best one I ever bought in my life. I found it in an Auric store. Didn't even know they had them. Or spot remover for carpets if you have pets. Get the idea? A lot of stuff with the Auric name. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mr. Entertainment, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you said it on the air last week or if you just told me off the air that Dallas had been canceled.
Yes, the TBS or TNT reboot has been.
Oh, man, I hate to hear that. I really thought they did a great job of carrying it on without JR, because JR in the 80s, when Dallas, he was it. He was the show. They managed to make it a really good show even after he passed away. I was surprised. I just guess not enough of the current generation got into it. They didn't watch it before.
And very expensive. It's a big ensemble cast. It was very expensive. And so, you know.
It is what it is.
There you go.
What's going on?
We've got some DVDs coming out. Just three, really, of note. Begin Again. This is Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley, as well as Adam Levine. It's about a rock star restarting. That's out on DVD. You can give that one a shot.
My wife loves him. I can't take that guy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to like him, I guess.
His face is quite punchable looking.
Yes, thank you.
It is. He does have a punchable
looking
face.
It's just,
it's hard. I can't even describe it. It's just like, I don't know you.
Smarmy,
but I still don't,
maybe?
It's a combination. I don't know. I think it bothers me that my wife really likes him, yet if I came home with both arms tattooed from the shoulder to the wrist, she'd kick me out of the house. You know?
Yes, and I've seen the row of girlfriends he's gone through. Oh, holy cow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a list.
Yeah.
Another DVD out, Wish I Was Here. This is Zach Braff, is the big star and director. There was a Kickstarter campaign to get this one made, and it didn't do too well in the box office, but I'd assume it'll do all right at DVD. And then a horror movie just in time for Halloween, Deliver Us From Evil, did pretty well, actually, at the box office, was the winner, I think, its opening weekend. And it's got a few good scares in it, so if you're looking for something new, we haven't had a whole lot of new...
I've got an idea for a horror movie. It just came to me. A stunt motorcycle driver kidnaps a bunch of people and holds them hostage, and they write a note, Deliver Us From Evil Knievel.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
A few things to watch on television this week. Let's see. It's tonight on PBS. I keep going back to this. Frontline. They are doing a 1 hour on the rise of ISIS tonight at 9. So you can check that out. I think it's amazingly timely, and it's Frontline, so they'll do a great job with it. Then we've got, if you need something a little scarier, I guess, or tense, I can't watch these things. I'm not a fan of them. But Nick Wallenda of the, you know...
Flying Wallenda?
Yes, exactly. He is doing Skyscraper Live Sunday night. His plan is to walk on a high wire between two Chicago skyscrapers over the Chicago River, 500 feet up, blindfolded, with no safety harness.
Okay, but you know what ruins it? They've got that cable. He's hooked to that tethered.
No, he's not. He's untethered for this one.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay, now you're talking.
This just seems horribly misguided.
Stupid.
Yes. It's just, I don't get it.
Yeah, but every
at
time
all.
We watch one of these, we think, well, there's no way this guy's going to fall. They don't. They do it. They can do it.
I don't know. The blindfolded and it being Chicago with wind, I don't know.
And is he, I guess they rehearse and he practices this thing. And maybe they.
How do you rehearse it without actually doing it?
Well, he's probably got a
big fan to simulate the wind in Chicago.
Yeah, he's got a line not too far off the ground.
You know what, though?
It's
not the same. You can't rehearse this. It's just not going to be the same as being blindfolded all those stories up.
Yeah, it makes my palms sweat thinking about it.
Yeah,
I'm not good at those things. There's a new show on Showtime this week, and it might be worth taking a flyer if you don't have anything to do Thursday night. It's called Bronx Obama, and in it you meet Luis Ortiz. He's an unemployed dad who tries to snag a new life when he shaves his beard and discovers he looks very much like Barack Obama. Cool. That's all I'm going to say. See if you like it. It's on Showtime Thursday night. The big television event of the week, though, is on HBO. It starts Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's an adaptation of a series of short stories that almost won National Book of the Year. They won a lot of things. It's called Olive Kitteridge. It's got Frances McDormand. You probably know her best from Fargo the movie.
Yeah, it's called what?
Olive Kitteridge.
Okay.
It's her name. This is a really interesting series of stories. It's 13 stories, I want to say, and they're just about this town in Maine. Everyone in the town is fairly important. They come and leave from stories. It'll be really interesting to see how they film this and make it into a two-night miniseries. It airs, I believe, Sunday and Monday on HBO. And the reason they can air it Sunday is because Boardwalk Empire is gone, Frank.
Yes, I saw. And you know what? Well, I can't say anything because some people haven't seen the finale yet. I take back what I was about to say.
Well, about 2.5 million people watched it live, they say, and it was on par with the season premiere, but way down. This show was getting over 4 million viewers an episode in its first season. So
that's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really good for HBO. I mean, they love that.
I don't know what percentage of people have HBO, but you know that it's only like 15-20% of the country.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And then, I don't know how many people, but they were very pleased with the...
And you talk about an expensive show to produce. That show was expensive.
Now you can watch that online, too, correct?
Yeah. HBO Go, yeah. you have to have an HBO account right now, but you can watch it HBO Go. And, of course, they have no way to tell us how many people have watched it there so far, but more and more people are watching HBO that way. So.
I like any show where a guy who looks like Steve Buscemi can get laid. I mean, there's hope for everybody.
And we were talking about it, the guy who plays young Steve
Buscemi. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, whatever they did to his teeth, the way he spoke, he was just like Steve Buscemi.
And his bug eyes.
Every mannerism. No, he was dead on.
And one other show I just want to put on your radar. It's a comedy, Benched. It's on USA. It premieres tonight. This is the story of she's a high-powered defense attorney who snaps and ends up, the judge says, you have to become she loses her job, ends up becoming a public defender. It looks pretty funny. It's got people who wrote Arrested Development behind it. So I've got high hopes. That's on USA tonight at 9:30. This isn't really entertainment news, but I came across it doing research. McDonald's is debuting a second slogan in addition to I'm loving it.
Which is horrible.
Yes. Well, this doesn't get much better. Their new slogan, Lovin' Beats Hatin'.
What?
That's the worst slogan for a restaurant I've
ever heard.
Yes. They say it's against, like, internet hate and everything. I don't know.
Well, that'll work.
They aim to spread happiness in the face of internet hate. It's not replacing I'm loving it. But,
oh, my goodness. I need to go to...
Somebody got paid to come up with
it. I need to get that job. They need to hire me. I'm not kidding. Somebody needs to go before the McDonald's whatever and go... Hey, what are you thinking? This is horrible.
You deserve a break today.
Thank you. Yes. Yep. That was great. You deserve a break today. Mm-hmm. And some numbskull said, nah, let's don't do that anymore. Let's go, I'm loving it. And now, loving beats hating.
Oh, man.
It's horrible.
You were talking about SNL earlier in the show. Well, Jim Carrey was huge for the show. Highest ratings since April. Just resurrected it, huge, and it's some of their highest ratings beyond April. It's some of their highest ratings in
but isn't it
quite
sad
some time.
That it takes the guest host to make the show any good? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, but it's always sort of. I mean, the best SNL episodes have
been Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin and John Goodman.
They have hosts who can play along with it. And you were mentioning, I don't think you've played it yet. The big hit, the viral hit. Jim Carrey parodied the Matthew McConaughey
Lincoln.
So I pulled one of them. Let's take a listen to that.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning an Oscar to doing a car commercial. My agent was like, I can understand if you did this right after the Lincoln Lawyer. That would have made sense. But you don't buy a Lincoln because it makes sense. You do it because you love it. Or because you're an Uber driver. I feel safe in here to drive around all night long, contemplating the important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? When I'm done rolling up this booger, should I eat it or throw it out the window? Like a tiny little tennis ball. Hi there, little fella. Ain't you a vision?
And that was it.
Was that Carrey's voice?
That was Jim Carrey doing like a...
Wow. Let me tell you something. That's a great Matthew McConaughey.
It really is. And the good news hopefully continues. Chris Rock is hosting this Saturday, and in his rider to host, he said, Prince has to be the musical guest. Well, Prince is the musical guest. It's the first time in 18 years that Chris Rock has been back with SNL.
That'll be a huge audience.
And
the first
time in 8 years since Prince has been on. So, man, I'm hoping they can turn it around. Maybe they finally found their demographic.
I think they will.
Yeah. So, I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Okay. Thank you. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. You can be around with us. That's a great segment. And, I will not screw up and forget to record this Saturday night with Chris Rock. I will watch it. McConaughey, not a huge fan. I think he's a super weirdo. I thought that was McConaughey's voice when I first saw that clip. I really did. That was good. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. All right, now, I know this is a slow time for Matheny. Maybe this is when Matheny's people take their family vacations or whatever they do, because it's in between extreme weather, hot or cold. It's coming. Going to be cold. If you go by the acorns and the walnuts and the woolly worms and the farmer's almanac, and you look at last year and this year, boom, 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 down the line, all the same signs. And you remember last year got 10 below zero. I think it was, what, 25 years since we'd seen that kind of cold. Going to happen again. Some people's heating systems will be ready, and some won't. And if yours isn't, and it's not blowing out the kind of heat it should, and it's struggling, Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. We will keep saying the word Matheny until eventually all AM and the PMers only have one heating and cooling company. Wouldn't that be great? That if we had a way of spying on you like the NSA and knowing who you call to do your heating, and we find that you're AM and the PM, and we call you and go, Mr. Temecula, we noticed that you had XXX heating and cooling. You are now no longer allowed to be AM and the PM, and you couldn't even hear the show. Your radio wouldn't pick it up anymore. If we only had that power. I don't know that we need it. I think most of you will eventually, sooner better than later, call Matheny. And once you do, you're never, probably ever going to want anybody else to come service your heating. And that's a big statement, I know, but I'm telling you, they're that good. 72 years, they work on everything, any size, any type, any make, any model, commercial, residential, all of St. Louis County, and about 98% of St. Charles County. They're really good at what they do and the way they do it. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
They've cleared the accident southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry, but you still have stop-and-go traffic from Manchester to just south of Highway 44. Southbound 170 now, slowing from south of Olive, around Delmar, down through Highway 40 and eastbound 40, still jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar. This report brought to you by Effortless Meals from Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
The Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats this Saturday on KTRS. Sponsored by the Carpenters District Council of Greater St. Louis. Online at carpdc.org. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ledoux, Glen Carbon, University City.